Today on CityCast Philly, there's been a wave of residential development in Germantown. Since 2019, at least 400 new housing units have come online, with another 400 expected next year. That's according to reporting from WHYY. This investment is coming to a corner of the city that's been overlooked by developers. I'm speaking with a reporter about why growth is happening in Germantown now and why residents disagree about whether this change is for the best. It's Wednesday, March 27th. I'm Trinae Nuri, and here's what Philly's talking about. Aaron Mozell, reporter for WHYY's Planned Philly. Welcome back to CityCast Philly.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Aaron, when I think of Germantown, I think of its colonial history, especially in some of the mansions and estates that still stand. But when I lived in Germantown some years ago, I began to see business corridors actually changing, offering, you know, new businesses, so to speak, and the beginnings of new residential development. How would you describe the vibe of the neighborhood?
Germantown is a place where the people that live there are very proud of where they live. When you're talking about Northwest Philly, I think Germantown is among the neighborhoods that has one of the fiercest populations in terms of desire to maintain its identity. And those identities are varied. Germantown is a place that, like you said, does have some really rich colonial history. There was a Revolutionary War battle that was fought there. Washington stayed there. And there are a lot of buildings that still stand from that era. But then it also has, you know, late Victorian twins and row homes. And socioeconomically, it is a mix of folks. There's really high poverty in Germantown, but also professionals that make money and have more disposable income. So it's a real range when we're talking about this population and when we're talking about physically what the neighborhood looks like.
Yeah, that's why I loved living in the neighborhood. Aaron, you recently reported that there's been a surge of new development, though, in this neighborhood. Are we talking about more apartments, row homes, or single family homes?
Yeah, we're mostly talking about apartment buildings, brand new apartment buildings. Most of them are ground up, being built on underutilized or vacant lots. There are some renovation projects of existing structures, but by and large, we're talking about multifamily homes, apartment buildings here.
Aaron, you just talked about how the vibe of the neighborhood is so diverse, and there's also this history in there as well. But is this development unusual for this neighborhood?
This is quite unusual. I mean, for decades, Germantown was a place that developers simply didn't go. I'm not going to say that there was no development activity, but in terms of private residential development, it was pretty scant. Most of the major developments could be tied back to a single developer who is still investing a considerable amount of money in the neighborhood. But to have at this point, you know, a dozen or more different development companies doing different projects around the neighborhood, that's just not something that we've ever seen in Germantown. It had always been talked about at various points, at least when I was growing up in that area. I grew up in Mount Airy just next door. There was always talk about Germantown being on the rise, but it never sort of panned out. And the neighborhood largely stayed the same, really, until the last few years, where you've been starting to see new construction, new apartment buildings, modern apartment buildings that stand out in a neighborhood like you're talking about that has a lot of history and a lot of older housing stock.
Do we know what's driving this new development? I mean, if you're saying that for years, you know, this neighborhood has been able to kind of keep its essence.
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's a hard one to answer because it's not completely clear what's going on here. I mean, the neighborhood, you know, if you talk to developers, is well situated, generally speaking. It's not that far from Center City. And then you have a lot of amenities in Northwest Philadelphia, primarily a lot of outdoor amenities like Wissahickon and Valley Park. There are some people you talk to who think that the pandemic had something to do with this rise in residential development, because with the rise of hybrid work, people were able to have more say over where they lived. And if they thought Germantown was a good spot, then they could set up there.
Interesting. Now, do any of these projects really stand out to you?
I don't know if any of them individually stand out to me. It's just surprising to drive around the neighborhood and see all these modern structures, modern apartment buildings, the way that you would see in other neighborhoods around the city. I mean, there is one interesting project, which is the renovation of the former home of Germantown High School, which closed back in 2013. Germantown High School is right on Germantown Avenue, which is the main commercial corridor that runs through Germantown, but also runs through a good deal of the city. And that is being converted into apartments. It looks the same from the outside because it's historically protected, but the inside is being converted into a whole bunch of apartments. And that's one of the major landmarks in the neighborhood that residents for years have been complaining about and been wanting to see put back into use.
Right. And a lot of controversy around that, too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there was a lot of heartbreak and anguish around the closing of Germantown High School. And then there was more of it because the building sat until recently vacant and abandoned. And there were various owners at different points, but none of those projects ever got off the ground until recently. Now we have the first phase of that project in full swing and expected to have people moving into that building, you know, at some point this year. So it's quite a difference. And a lot of people see that particular project as a key to revitalizing the neighborhood because, as I said, it's this landmark that has sat vacant and blighted. There is a mix because some people are still upset that Germantown High School closed, but others, I'm sure, are relieved to see that it's being used for something finally.
More on what's happening with Germantown's development after the break. This is CityCast Philly. Okay, Aaron, often when a neighborhood sees a lot of construction, people have a lot of different reactions. What are some of the supporters of this new development? What are they saying?
Yeah, so the people that I talk to who are open or optimistic about this wave of residential development, they think that, for one, Germantown has room to grow. It's a place that has struggled for a long time with blight, including residential blight, and they feel like there is room to bring in more people. Some of these properties, as I mentioned, are going up on what were, you know, vacant lots or underutilized lots, and so they don't really have an issue with that because it's not putting anybody out. There's also an argument for the commercial corridors, which have really struggled for decades in Germantown. Just for some context, Germantown, one point was, you know, the second largest shopping district outside of Center City. By the 70s, that was no longer the case. And then it sort of kept going downhill from there with the rise.
Are we talking about Germantown and Shelton Avenue?
Yeah, Germantown, Shelton. So the central business district in Germantown that is still there today, and there's still shops there today, but is a shell of itself at this point compared to where it was, you know, decades before that. Certainly by the time I was growing up, it was not in good shape. And most people in the neighborhood at this point shop and dine outside the neighborhood. There's just some of the goods and services you would expect in a commercial corridor are lacking. And so some people feel that with more people, with more residential density, that could be a boon for Germantown's commercial corridors because there would be more foot traffic and disposable income for folks, and that may interest more businesses in setting up shop.
You know, speaking of the business corridor, I actually still use some of the businesses along the strip. I live in West Philly, but I will make my way and take Lincoln Drive, and I'll make my way to K&J Caribbean Restaurant just to get their jerk chicken, curry chicken, and they're located along Green Street. And I love getting whipped shea butter and natural soaps from Yadan on Shelton Avenue. But on the flip side of this conversation, some residents are concerned about their neighborhood changing. What have they told you?
Yeah, I think, you know, people see that there's all this new construction and that it's largely for 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. And that's just not really what the core of Germantown's population is. It's mostly a family community. And there's a real desire to keep that identity, going back to the top of the conversation. And there's fear that you could start to see displacement as the neighborhood changes, that longtime homeowners may be tempted to sell their properties and move out and take advantage of the rising property values. And that may happen regardless, but there are some grassroots efforts to try to convince folks who are getting offers, and there are a lot more homeowners these days who are getting offers to buy their homes, that they stay put, because as new people move in, they would hope that there would be kind of a united front and a base, not necessarily to push back against the new folks, but to make sure that, going back to the conversation about identity, that the neighborhood, as it grows, that it maintains that identity. Now, I should say that if you look at the data, Germantown's demographics, particularly racial demographics, have not shifted dramatically or much at all during this period of time. The neighborhood is still more than 70% Black. You know, home sale prices have gone up dramatically, but they were very low to begin with. And so there are still many, many homes on the market that are below the city median. So it's still a very affordable place. But there is concern about what this could mean for the future of the neighborhood.
Aaron, you spoke to some residents who are moving in. Why did they choose to live in Germantown?
Yeah, I spoke to a couple who moved into a new apartment building just off Germantown Avenue. And they thought it was a perfect fit for them. They had been living in nearby Roxborough for some time, had owned a home over there, but were ready to downsize after all their kids moved out. And so they looked at, I don't recall exactly, but it was nearly a dozen places. And when they saw this spot, which was a 2-bedroom, 2-bath near Germantown Avenue, they just said, this is it. They just didn't want to deal with cutting the grass. They didn't want to deal with all the upkeep that involved in maintaining a home. And so for them, okay, this was perfect.
Now, Aaron, certain neighborhoods in the city, you know, they get talked about a lot for their development. For example, Fishtown in North Philly, University City in West Philly, Point Breeze Graduate Hospital in South Philly. Could we talk about Germantown in that way someday?
It's certainly possible. I think it would be a bit premature at this point based on the conditions on the ground, but sometimes that happens. You know, the neighborhood starts changing and then boom, it's off to the races. So it's hard to say if that will happen in Germantown. I did talk to some folks who feel like that's not possible in Germantown just because of the way the neighborhood is, in terms of just not having the room for that. It's not a place that people really work. So it would be mostly about residential construction, and then maybe that would have some impact on the commercial corridors. But it's not set up the same way that a Northern Liberties or a Fishtown is. And so some people believe that rapid gentrification or swift gentrification or whatever you want to call it, it's just not going to be possible in Germantown. That's not to say it's not a possibility, but right now it's just not evident.
That's Aaron Mozell, housing reporter for WHYY's Plan Philly. Aaron, thanks so much for joining me on CityCast Philly.
You got it.
We'll have a link to Aaron's full story in our show notes. That's all for today here on CityCast Philly. Let us know what you think of this episode. Tell a friend. Rate the show, leave us a review, and hit that subscribe button. Be sure to sign up for our morning newsletter, Hey Philly, to learn more about what else Philly's talking about. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Bye.